Learning Masechtas Horios, we are up to the third parak. We're in Mishnah Gimel. The Mishnah tells us, Chatu, in the event that you have either the Kohen Gadol as well as the Melech, the Nasi that sinned, Ad Shlo Nismanu V'Achar Chach Nismanu. So we know that there's a difference between a person who is a king or a Kohen Gadol as opposed to a Hedyot, someone who is just a regular commoner, as far as which karbonos are brought. So what happens in the event that you have a person that did the vera, which would require a specific karbon for the chatos, the sin that they committed, and then afterwards they are appointed as the melech, as the Kohen Gadol, so and he didn't yet bring the karbon. So in this situation, Hari Elu Kehedyet, we say that he is like a Hedyet, which is similar to what we saw in the previous Mishnah, that when it comes to the bringing of Karbanos, we go after the time in which you sinned, and not the way you are right now. And therefore, at the time that you did the sin, you were a Hedyet, you were not yet appointed these prominent positions. Therefore, those are the Karbanos that are brought. Shimon Omer, or Shim disagrees with this opinion, he says, Im nodalahem ashol nismanu chayavim. If it was known before this person was appointed, not only did he do the sin, but it was also known that the sin was committed, that is the only time that a karban chatos, a sin offering, will have to be brought like a hedyot, because both the knowledge as well as the sin took place at the same time, that he realized that he made this mistake as well as others. However, the Mishnah says, "Mishnah is manu paturin." If he was already appointed, then only after this was this revealed to him as well as others, the fact that he sinned before, according to the opinion of Reb Shimon, paturin, you're not going to have to bring any carbon at all, because he holds the only time a carbon is required is if a person has violated the sin as well as also has the knowledge of the sin during the same in the same status. However, since he was a hedyot when he did the sin and he was only known afterwards, so therefore no longer is a carbon necessary to be brought. And then the Mishnah concludes with something which we probably could have asked a long time ago. When we can mention the word Nasi, what exactly is that referring to? Ve'ezu ha-Nasi, what does it mean, the leader? So Zeh ha-Melech, this is only referring to a king. It has to be only a king. This is what all these psukim are talking about, the specific karbonos that are brought. Shnemer's the pasuk says, Ve'os achas mikol mitzvos Hashem elokav. The pasuk says, Asher Nasi echata, when he sins. So it says that he'll have to bring one, he violates one of the mitzvos of Hashem. So we derive from here, Nasi is She'en al Gabov el Hashem elokav. It's referring that the only thing that is above him is Hashem. And therefore, it would not even include a Nasi, as we call, for example, from Shevet, from one of the Shvatim, like Nachshon ben Aminadav, that's not considered to be a Nasi in this context, because he has other people that are equal to him, or people above him. The only person that constitutes a Nasi, which falls into this Pasuk, is someone who is a Melech. The only person above him is the Melech Malchim Malchim, the King of Kings, Hashem.